I want to just ask the Lord tonight to bring this into a place of ownership. This word has been a part of my life for a number of years. It's probably one of my basic scriptures that I go back to when I don't know what else to do because I've used up all my possibilities. How many know what I mean by that? The foundation is built on this word. The foundation of my life is built on this word. The salvation of my mother and my father, both alcoholics, is built on this word. When I finally learned to be joyful always and to pray continually, to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for Kim in Christ Jesus. Now, if you don't know where that is, it's 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, 17, and 18. Give thanks in all circumstances. That includes the dummies in your life. How many have a few dummies they would like to trade in? Thank you. Dummies, because they haven't got a clue what they're doing to you. Amen? Dummies. They would like to be different, but they can't. They're stuck. And when you are criticizing and finding fault, it falls back on you. But I didn't know any of that. I had no clue. So for Thanksgiving, give thanks. I believe Abraham Lincoln, when he declared that this was a season to declare, thank you, Lord. He knew what he was doing. My country of birth celebrates their Thanksgiving in October, Feast of Tabernacles. Yes, giving thanks for what God is doing that you don't understand. And there were many times I would say, Lord, I thank you for my mom just the way she is. I don't understand. I don't want to. I just want to thank you because I know you've got a plan. And he did have a plan. But you know what? When you're hurting so bad because you're watching somebody destroy themselves, you'd like to readjust their brain. Oh my God, it got quiet in here. You know, readjusting their brain isn't going to solve anything. It's readjusting my brain that needed to be done. And I didn't know how. But as I gave thanks every day, and it wasn't just thinking about it, it was speaking it out. And sometimes the emotional turmoil in my heart would also come out in a tirade of anger. There can't be any anger in you guys. Come on. You're all saints. Yeah, but you have some, huh? Okay. Colossians 3:15. Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Ha ha. It didn't rule because I didn't let it. I was so full of criticism. I didn't realize it was pulling me down. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. I didn't want to be thankful. I wanted to readjust their minds, their brains, their actions, their reactions. Palm trees. Yeah. Palm trees. My father and mother decided they were going to go spend some time in Florida. Okay? Now you got to remember, two alcoholics helping each other is not a very good thing, but that's what they decided. Okay? I don't know how drunk they got because I wouldn't even be anywhere close to them. If there was a wedding in the family at that time, I wouldn't go because I refused. Because I would get so tied up in knots, I wanted to readjust again. So, they drove to Florida. They probably stayed drunk for about a month. They had some kind of an accident. And they had to fly home, and we picked them up at the airport, and my mother's in a wheelchair, and she's still high on drugs. And I can remember my two boys saying to me, what's wrong with Grandma? Well, as best we could, we tried to keep them from this type of situation, but we had no choice. And I can remember the anger. None of you guys ever did that. You know, just never happened to you guys. But it happened to me. So if you think that I was enjoying the moment, I've got news for you. I was not enjoying the moment. We brought them home, and they were falling one after the other. And I said, Lord, what do I do? And at that time, I didn't know the Lord like I knew today. So I ran home. If I remember correctly, they ended up in the hospital. And that's the next level. Did I go? Reluctantly. Did I understand? Was I giving thanks? Absolutely not. I was spitting nickels, quarters, half a dollars, whatever you can think of. It was all coming out of me because I was full of praise and worship to the demons of hell. To the demons of hell. Because they were occupying and using this vessel. But God had a plan. I didn't know him like I know him now. I wasn't thankful. I was angry. Colossians 1:12. This one is the most important. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified me to share in his inheritance of the saints in his kingdom of light. Did you hear that? I didn't know that my Father was qualifying me through Christ Jesus because I didn't know him as Lord or as King or as High Priest. I knew him as the guy who was using my parents to torment me. And by the way, if you think I didn't pray, I went to church every Sunday. And I sang in the choir and did it on purpose because I didn't feel like it. Go ahead, giggle, you. Your father did it right next to me.
I know. I know.
For 27 years. What am I saying to you? You can be in the choir. You can sing. You can have wonderful talents and be full of anger and be mad at God because he's not fixing two yo-yos. Yeah, they weren't always yo-yos, but they turned into yo-yos. They got pickled in alcohol and drugs. And when the doctor didn't fit their demands, they went to a different doctor. And they manipulated the doctor to give them whatever they wanted. And as much as they wanted. They didn't go to the street corner and pick on the kids. And say, oh my God, they're getting high. They were getting high right from the drugstore. And they got the prescription to prove it. What am I saying to you? Does it matter where you get high? Does it matter why you get high? As long as you get high, you're happy. But everyone else around you is what? Miserable. Thank you. Why am I telling you all this? Because I had to learn to thank the Lord for the way they were, to get me out of the control room. How many of you have ever lived in the control room? Thank you. It's not a good place to live. You're not going to inherit anything from God's the Father's kingdom. See, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you. I didn't know I had been qualified. I didn't understand it. I had no clue. Until I began to say, oh, wait a minute. The more I give thanks, the less I see of my nervous system getting these jolts and flare-ups. The more I learned to thank the Lord for the way that they were, the less the pressure was on, and in 6 weeks' time, after I read the book, Prison to Praise, they both bowed their knee to Jesus. And about 7 months later, my mother was delivered in her own living room in prayer. And she never went back to the alcohol or drugs. Never went back to the mental institutions, which had been ongoing for 17 years. And from that time forward, she was full of the Holy Ghost and prayed in other tongues. And when we prayed for her to receive the tongues, she didn't get nothing. But about 3 o'clock in the morning, my father woke up and he said, "What in the world are you saying?" And her mouth was going 100 miles an hour. So what can God do when he finally puts you to sleep? Can let you declare the wonders and the word, the works of the Holy God of heaven. And you know what? You know who's the happiest kid on the block? Me! Every holiday, every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, every birthday was a nightmare. For 17 years, every time we had Thanksgiving dinner, either one or the other was capable of coming, and we always had to bring the other one a lunch because they weren't able to function. They were usually in bed of some form of drunkenness or high. After I learned to thank the Lord, they both came for dinner. And we could have a glass of wine and have dinner with no reactions. Now, if you say there's no miracles in your life, I would definitely say start thanking God. Instead of looking back and looking at all your problems, thank the Lord. You want to inherit? He's already qualified you. Try it on. Say, "I'm going to give thanks to my Father who has qualified me to share the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light, not in the kingdom of alcohol, or the kingdom of darkness, or the kingdom of anger, or resentment, or bitterness, or all that garbage that goes with it. I am out of that darkness. I'm in the kingdom of light. I'm a child of the light. And I'm getting happy because God is in control." Hallelujah. I'm going to give you 3 more, and you can look at them when you feel like it. Deuteronomy 8:10. Deuteronomy 8:10. Psalms 100:4. Psalms 100:4. Psalms 107:22. This one is kind of neat. 107:22 said, "Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy." Sing when you feel rotten. It'll shake hell right out of you. I'm serious. Sing. Worship him. Give him thanks. Close your eyes, please. Sing with me. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the poor say, "I am rich," because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. And may his anointing be upon you as you go forth in this week of thanksgiving. And that you celebrate his reality of changing hearts, and mainly to change yours and mine from one of darkness to light.